It's Kid Laroi, Justin Bieber, Stay. 1.84 on the Playhouse in the morning. Can you actually see the benefit of this? Because one relationship expert says it's actually a pretty good idea. They say that the key to a successful first date, successful as in you're probably going to have a good date, and but also successful in the fact that if there's something you need to know, a red flag, you're going to catch on to it if you do this. They call it the tag-along date. And that is that you have a close friend undercover at the bar or restaurant or wherever you're meeting this person for the first time and make sure that they are able to eavesdrop and listen to the conversation and maybe text you feedback, questions you should ask, let you know if there's anything weird that happened. And they say that a couple of things happen. If there's anything that you would have missed, they're going to pick up on it. But also, because you have your first friend potentially kind of helping you secretly through text, you might actually, it's like two people dating this one person, right? It's going to help the conversation. They're going to come up with, you know, conversation starters for you if there's a lull. And people are saying that the tag-along date's been great for one of two reasons. One, the person's actually kind of helped them date this person, ask some questions to help the date along. But if there's anything that was kind of fishy or creepy about the person, they're like, hey, but did you notice this? And then they don't go out again. Do you like the idea of the tag-along date?
I don't know why. For some reason, I envision like the little earpiece where they can talk back and forth kind of thing.
FBI.
Like, someone out in a van, out in the parking lot that's like giving them play-by-play of what to do and say next. I don't hate it. And here's why I don't. The part I hate about it is maybe the more the eavesdropping and those kind of things. What I think it probably provides, I would guess, is a sense of security that you have someone there that's your friend, that's in a sense watching over you on this so that you can really relax and just take in everything. You're not worried about anything else outside because you kind of have that security blanket of your friend nearby. And that's, you know, I get it. I can see we're going on dates and things like that can kind of be scary at some point, those first dates. I know if I was dating, I wouldn't want the person I'm on a date with to feel like they couldn't relax and kick their feet up or whatever, you know, like be themselves. So if that's what that would take, I'm all for it.
Well, and it makes sense to me in the situation where if it's like somebody you met online like that and you're like, okay, well, I want to make sure this person's not a creep, so I'm going to have my friend to make sure that something terrible doesn't happen to me. Okay, now I understand why you got yourself there watching over you. In just like a random, like you met somebody, you're like, hey, I want to have someone. Like, unless you think they're creepy, I don't see the point. If you think they're creepy, I get it. Otherwise,
yeah, I think this probably would have to apply more to like online dating where you're actually meeting in person for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Would have to be my guess. Because a lot of times if you've met this person already and you agree to go on a date, you guys have already both been a little flirty or whatever, you know, in person anyways, that you don't need to feel that uncomfortable about going on the date. But
do you like the idea of the tag-along date? 2-3-7-8 to give us a text if you'd rather. 35270. That's 1.84. Talking about the concept of the tag-along date. Basically, you have a friend that follows along on this date and just watches. Maybe they text and they help you, give you some ideas on things to say. Maybe they're assessing whether or not this person's a weirdo that you're out with. Have you ever had a tag-along date, or maybe you've been the tag-along?
Yes, I'm guilty, unfortunately. I'm ashamed to say it, but so my brother, this is my little baby brother, right? We're 3 years apart. He's younger than me. He doesn't have the best dating skills. He really doesn't. And so there was this girl he was going on a second date with. So he had already done scary, like, first date, made it to the second date. But then he was so worried of, like, you know, how is he going to, what to say after that, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is what we did. He had his iPhone on and so that I could listen into the date.
So you're just, like, eavesdropping, listen what's going on?
Yes, I know. Crazy, right? And then he would go into the bathroom periodically, and I would pretend like, okay, she talked to you about this, so make sure to talk more about that. Like, go deeper into that. Ask her about her friends. Ask her about this. And then, like, I would tell him little tips from based on what I heard her talking about that what, like, I thought she would want to hear.
All right, so how did that end up going, though?
They are still together.
Do you think it would change things if she ever, like, realized you were part of it?
No idea. Maybe if they ever get married, if I, like, have a speech, maybe I'll say it then.
I feel like at that point it's maybe charming. Early it's creepy, like, just so you know. I know this is our third date. I'm flying solo this time. I don't have my sister helping. It'd be weird.
Flying solo.
Run solo.
Yeah, I don't know, though, if I would wait for, like, a wedding speech to bring that up. Oh, and by the way, on the first date, there I was. I'd be like, I'm sorry, you did what? No, on the first date? Like,
they're bringing it up before then or not at all, maybe.
Yeah, probably. Text Club seemed to have plenty of this. This one's actually good because why do I feel like this is like an Amy Steven thing? She said, I do this all the time for my friends. I even got my boyfriend to come along, so it looks like we're another couple in the restaurant. Could you not for sure see one? Amy would love eavesdropping for anyone on a relationship.
She 1,000,000% would.
Definitely be able to get Steven to come along with you. We'd probably just be like, oh, and have to come along for the, he'd come for the meal.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he would go for the tag along. Yeah, he absolutely would.
This one said, just last week, I had a friend who had been talking to a guy online for months, and they finally were going to meet up. I go into the bar first, make sure the guy at least looks like his online profile picture. It all checked out. They're going on another date this week. That makes sense to me. Like, hey, I'm going to meet this guy I've been talking to online. Can friend go in first to make sure that they're not two entirely different people?
Yeah, like, that I don't need to be.
This person is who they are. Yeah.
Mortified that they look different or, yeah, sure. Have you ever had one of these tag-along dates? 237. And you are seeing more popping in at 35-270.
Yeah, I said I have a guy friend that will call as my brother with a family emergency. It works out great because afterwards I tell them I have a lot going on with my family right now and it's not a good time to have a relationship. So not only do you get the out of like the date if you want, but you get the fallback like, oh, there's a lot with my family right now, and it's just not a good time for me to be dating.
Just really, I've been going through a tough time. Mm-hmm. Tough time. One of these tag-along dates, 237, it's text 35270. Playhouse. Here's to the ones that we got. That's Playhouse 194, Playhouse Group Therapy in a couple of minutes, but talking about this concept of tag-along dates. Probably a lot of people really like this. You have somebody tag along on a first date, spy. Make sure the person's not a creep ball in some instances, or maybe give you advice on things to say, converse about if they're eavesdropping. You ever been the tag along, or maybe had somebody come along and you were the person whose date they were listening to? 237, it's text 35270. Any other ones being like, oh yeah, I've been there before. As far as the texts go there, E?
Someone said, my friend always has me go with her on first dates. It's kind of annoying. I try my best really not to listen in. She just wants it for safety.
Yeah.
I could probably see that. I'm all for, like, I don't, it's once you get to the eavesdropping part where I think it's a little weird, or like the one who was texting, like their play by play of like, mm-hmm. Hey, here's what you can do. It feels like a hit situation. Like, there's some sort of dating coach in the background. Feels like a lie.
Yeah. Because then like, who did you really go out with?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who? 237, it's text 35270. Been the tag along before, or bring one?
Yeah, a friend of mine went on a date. She met this guy online and on one of the apps, and we had to, my friend and I, the two of us went, actually. We sat at a different table because she couldn't tell if he was funny or if he was creepy just from the messaging.
Yeah.
So we had to go sit there at a nearby table in case he was awful. And he wasn't too bad. We kept meeting up with her in the bathroom, like, do you want us to get you now? Do you want us to, you know, get you now? And I guess it was okay. She didn't go out with him again, but he wasn't dangerous.
So in your guys' case, it was a safety thing. That's why you tagged along.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure. Especially if you meet a guy on one of those apps. Like, you can't tell anything in advance. You have no idea.
Yeah. I mean, how would you feel, though? Like, let's say you're in a relationship and it's been a few months and they're like, hey, I got to tell you something. My friend Sarah came with, because I couldn't tell if you're a little weirdo. We thought, but you might be creepy. You thought you might be a serial killer. I'd be like, okay, that's going to haunt me for a while.
Yeah. I think I'd probably laugh. But then when I was alone thinking about it, it would crush me.
Like, oh, wait, are you telling me? Okay. No, I feel great. Thank you so
need
much.
To be less creepy. What do I need to do to be less creepy?
Was there anybody else that's like tag-along date, got some experience with that?
Yeah, somebody's saying that they basically, for a friend, the friend, like with the caller, that they basically just put the phone on speaker so they can hear them the entire time. She says, I don't chime in during the during the date, though. We normally talk about it after the date is over.
No, sure. Yeah, that makes more sense.
Like, yeah, like basically I'm listening to this entire date, but then I will give my input after the date is done, which that's still weird. Like, I'd be weirded out if someone had me on a speakerphone for like anything. Really, it's just like creepy in general. But at least with that, like, they're not getting in the moment play-by-play directions of what to do.
Yeah, I guess I would prefer that it was after the fact. Like, oh, yeah, I was having a drink and I was listening and here's some things I remember versus texting live in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a little bit much. Well, it is supposedly the way to go, the tag-along date. I think I'd be a good tag-along. I wouldn't mind going along. If you want to invite me, let me up on Facebook. Sittler, you got this hour, group therapy for Randy in a couple of minutes. He's got some teenage daughter drama. Get up, BB Rex, sound good. 194 over the Playhouse in the morning.